Will not God then secure the rights of His chosen ones, who call out to Him day and night? Our readings focus on prayer. Matter of fact, the gospel even begins by Jesus teaching about the necessity of prayer without becoming weary. And it's this line, though, will not God then secure the rights of His chosen ones who call out to Him day and night, that we come to understand that prayer acknowledges a relationship. He refers to us as chosen ones. So prayer then is a relationship, not like a servant who cowers before a master, nor is it an employee reporting to a boss as if to make a checklist of everything that is going on in the company of what that line of work is doing. No, rather, this is a relationship of a father with his chosen ones, his beloved children, his precious sons and daughters that are you and me. That's what prayer is. It's a time of entering into a relationship with the God who just wants to shower us with love, to pour Himself out upon us, upon the ones He has chosen, the ones He loves, upon His beloved children. Now the part comes is that as we enter into this relationship, do I surrender myself to this love? Do I hand myself over to the Father who wants to give me everything, to be persistent in doing it? I give the image of, you know, it's been nice, the weather lately. If a family had taken their time to go to the zoo, and they're walking through the zoo, and there is the little 3-year-old daughter who's been so exuberant and seeing all the different animals. But now is it time to make that long trek out to see the zebras or something? And all of a sudden, the 3-year-old is just tired and stops and turns to one of her parents and simply says, "I can't go any farther," and pulls out the arms just like this, waiting to be picked up. Mom or dad just comes over and swoops up the little girl, holding her close to them. Because why? There's a relationship. The child will not be picked up by anyone else, because the child only trusts mom or dad. If anyone else was to come over, the child would run away. But when it's mom and dad, the one that they trust, knowing the great care that mom and dad have for the little girl, she gladly gets picked up and held the rest of the way, looking at all of the animals. Why? Because she surrendered herself to the care of the one who loves her. And my brothers and sisters, that is prayer. When we surrender ourselves over to God, to simply say, "I can't go any farther." You know, that surrender is when we enter the confessional. We enter into the very box to simply surrender over our sins, our shame, our guilt for the things that we have done wrong. And our Lord receives them. He no longer wants us to be weighed down by them. That's an intimate prayer. That's a relationship that we have with Almighty God. Or adoration, that we go before the Blessed Sacrament, that we surrender our time to God, but we also surrender our very hearts of thankfulness, of joy. But maybe it's sorrow at the death of a loved one or one who is battling cancer, that we extend all of those things over to God, because God wants everything. That's the relationship. He wants to take upon all the things that we have upon Himself. He waits for us just to surrender even the smallest things. It may be that you've had a long day today, and you know tomorrow's going to be even harder, And you just need to say, Lord, I need a good night's sleep. Surrender it to Him. Even something that small, the Heavenly Father wants to take. He wants to receive. Because He cares for His chosen ones. He cares for you. His beloved sons, His precious daughters. That's what we see within this gospel and the readings. Because this relationship that prayer acknowledges is something so beautiful, so amazing, so profound that it's meant to last for all eternity. Which is why the devil attacks it. And I shouldn't say just attacks. He's like the first reading of the Amaleks. That first reading states that the Amaleks were just trying to destroy the Israelites. Satan wants to do only one thing, destroy your relationship, my relationship with the Father who loves me. He wants to do everything he can. And it may be even simply to say, really, Father Drew, you would surrender over to ask for a night's sleep? Don't you know how busy God is? And I simply respond, not busy enough for His beloved son. Not busy enough for His beloved daughter. You see, God is never too busy for us. He desires anything and everything to be given over to Him, to be handed to Him. Which is why Moses, in that first reading, hands over the battle to God. He lifts up his arms, just like that little girl at the zoo, and simply says to the Father, this is yours. To protect us. To help us. Because here is a nation trying to destroy us. Should we not do the same thing to God here at Mass and lift up the hearts of our in our minds and our bodies to be saying to Jesus, to be saying to the Father, this battle, the spiritual battle that I'm in, it's yours. Don't let Satan destroy this relationship that I have with you. Don't let sin enter in. Because all I want is you. I can't go any farther, God. I need to be carried by you. I need to be held by you and loved by you. Because that's Jesus. When Jesus accepts the cross, He does it with His arms open. And He carries that cross to the point of His death on the cross with His arms open wide even more. Stretched out in the greatest spiritual battle to where He defeats Satan once and for all. But He does so in prayer, in relationship to the Father. For the very last words He says, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. He surrendered everything. In prayer, in relationship with the Father. And my brothers and sisters, that's our invitation in this very gospel tonight. For you are His chosen ones. You are His beloved sons and daughters. And the Father just desires to help you in the biggest and the smallest of things. As we approach Him in this Eucharist, as we come to receive the body and blood of Christ, our Lord, let us surrender everything to this altar. Let us pour everything upon this altar that is going to be then offered to the Father, as if our arms then are opened up wide in this great prayer of the Mass. And feel the embrace of the Father who picks us up and carries us at every moment of this week as we hand everything to Him. So we surrender our lives to Him in our very prayer, in our relationship with our loving Father. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.